So you will recall, of course, we had many, many times the din of clay eights, that those type of things need to be mitaltel maleverekan. So if they hold sa'atayim bilach, which is the shalosh sa'im biyavesh, so then it cannot be mekabel tuma, because it cannot be moved, and the Torah compared it to sak, which is metalto maleverekan. So now that would mean that a cabinet or a closet would actually be meaningful, not in terms of a kli, but would be meaningful in terms of a house, right? Because it now gets the status of an ohel. So now the question is, what's the din if you have this cabinet in your house? And here is the question that will involve the din of tumas ohalim, and will also involve the halacha of sof tumah letzeit, which we had just now in Erevin. So you will recall the din of sof tumah letzeit means if you have a gezayit min hamet, if there's an opening even of a single tefach that goes out, then that will be the area that we understand that the covered part that normally would not be an extension of the ohel is considered to be the only place where the tumas mace extends outwards, even if the window is shut or the door is shut, because that is the one place that it's going to be out from. So let's say in a case where you've got a cabinet. This cabinet is like really got thick walls, and you can put things inside the openings to the cabinet. And these openings are less than a tefach al tefach. So because of that, there's no tuma that's going to be able to run through it. And I have some silverware, whatever, sewing goods in those little holes that are niches in the side of the cabinet. So we have a migdal. So we have this cabinet, and it is outside, and it's omeid ba'avir, so it's not under any kind of oil. If there is tuma, so let's say we have a kezayis min ames inside the cabinet, so then any of the kalim that are inside these holes in the side, they are not considered to be a direct extension of the cabinet at all, because they don't have arba al arba, and the cabinet itself, obviously, everything inside the cabinet is tame, but the cabinet itself is not tame because it's not a kli that is right to be mekabel tuma, and it's a wooden bayit, and wooden bayit is not mekabel tuma itself. And therefore, we're saying that the holes that are used for putting your sewing stuff in are also, since they're less than a tefach, there's not any tuma in that area. And if, let's say, the kezayit min hamet is inside those areas in one of the holes, then that would mean that anything inside the cabinet is tahar, because we don't view those holes as being part of the inside of this closet. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Just like we saw before in Inyanim of Kalim, half of the hole, which is closer to the inside of the cabinet, is considered to be part of the cabinet, and therefore it's mekabel tuma as if it's inside of the cabinet. And we're going to see that this is a halacha that we have later on in a case where you have a extension in a house where you have a house that's got an area that goes through into another house, or it's got a very thick wall. It's the din later on, but farish. So Rabbi Yossi said the same thing applies to here in a closet. How about if this closet is inside the house, not outside the house? So now we now suddenly get another problem. The other problem is sof tumah letzeit. If the tuma is inside of the cabinet, then obviously we are going to be opening the doors in order to remove that tuma. And therefore, the house is not going to be protected by the closed door of the cabinet. Because since sof tuma letzeit, the entire house is now the awning over the window equivalent in the cases that we had before. And therefore, the whole house becomes tuma even if the doors are shut tight. Why? Sof tuma letzeit. Vice versa. In the case where the tuma is in the house, however, if the door is closed and it doesn't mekabel tuma because it's too big, and therefore it's chotzeitz bifnei hatuma, so there it's not going to be a problem of sof tuma letzeit into the cabinet, for heaven's sakes. Shederach hatuma letzeit in darka leikanes, why would anybody be putting the tuma into the closet? Obviously, the point over here is that we're needing to get the tuma out of the closet to a grave. So therefore, why would the closet be, the contents of the closet, obviously is what we mean when we say the closet. Why would the closet be tameh since the door is shut? It's chotzitz bifnei hatuma. Now, how about if you have a closet which is a chatzitza, and the things that are either being matame, meaning the kezayit that I made, or the kalim that we were talking about, like your sewing goods or whatever was in the closet, they're not inside the closet. They're outside the closet, but we're trying to use the closet as a chatzitza between the tuma and the kalim. So let's imagine a case like this. You've got this closet that is indoors, right? And underneath the closet, as often happens, somebody put their shoes underneath the closet, or they're storing some food underneath the closet. So if you have things that are between the closet and the ground, or they're behind the closet and the wall, or they're above the closet and the roof. So now the question is like this. In terms of the halacha of whether this area is part of the house, since we're talking about a closet that is not three tefachim high above the ground, so it's lovut. And since this is the way the Rav understands it, and since the top of the closet is close to the ceiling within three tefachim, it's lovut. Since it's love, same thing with the back wall. So since it's lovut, none of these things are considered to be in the house with the mace, or in the house, if it is the mace that's under the closet, to be able to be metame the house, because we consider the entire area to be sealed. But the problem is, of course, that if there is a window, which means a one-by-one tuma transmission opening or air conditioning duct, so anything like that, if there is a poteach tefach, however, then you've got a problem, because then even though it's lovud, the bottom line is that anything that is exposed to tuma sameis in the bias is going to be tummy. And tuma makes its way through air conditioning ducts or any type of opening, which is a tefach by a tefach. But if the opening is not a tefach by a tefach, there's no problem. The tuma sameis will not go through the closet because the closet is impervious to tuma, and therefore it would be tahar, and there's no tefach to go through. And if the things that are going to be makabel tuma are actually in the house, now the tuma is in the under part of the closet, or on the top of the closet, or behind the closet, you got another problem there. Because if the tuma is under the closet, then the whole house becomes tamei, because there you already get into the issue of what happens with the tuma that is going to be brought out. Okay, this is a very, very complex machlokas about what we do if the area is poches mi tefach, and then it becomes a tuma ritzutza. The question is whether the tuma ritzutza is going to hit the roof by going through the closet. Will it hit the roof, or will it be stopped by the closet? If it's above the closet, will it go through the roof where there's less than a tefach, or does it spread at the roof? It's a bit early for us to get into these issues over here, which are tremendous machlokas in how to understand this Mishnah. And I think we should set it aside until we get to those exact issues. Meir Simcha, you wanted to ask something?
Yes, I was wondering how this compares to a tamid patil. There's no need for a tamid patil here because it's such a large structure.
Tamid patil is not that there's no need, it's completely irrelevant. The din of tamid patil is only applicable to kalim. And just to mention the archaeologist nuts that Reb Barnea was quoting, it has nothing to do with the size of the opening of the kli. So the din of poteach tefach is not nogea, the tumas kalim that are makabel tuma bitocho, and therefore that entire article was just sheer nonsense. I don't know whether it was purposeful nonsense or just plain amoratus, but I suspect it might even have been purposeful. But okay, I shouldn't be malamed chova. Okay. Anyway, everybody, this has been a wonderful beginning. To be continued, Bezrat Hashem. Nice way to start the Chodesh. Kol Tov.